Good evening, this is a summary shiur of Thursday. Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, Seif Yud Aleph. Yesh Misha Oima, Shim Kor HaChazan, Koin Olevi Ve'en Yisham. The halacha is if a Koin is called up, similarly Olevi is being called up, and he is, however, not present. He has disappeared, he has vanished, and the Gabbah didn't know about his leaving. So he called him up, and he's not there. What happens? Said the Shulchan Aruch, Lo yikro la'ache b'shem. He should not call up a sub, Kohen or Levi, by name. Mishum p'gomo shel rishon, because this would lead to a rumor going around, a p'gam on the former Kohen who has disappeared. People will say, oh, do you know, there's actually something wrong with him. He's actually not a real Kohen. There's something fishy about him. Elo, only ache yale be'atzmo, the second Kohen, should go forward, and he should be called up without actually being mentioned by name. And that is the minhag. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Sefkot lamed ches koin olevi avol beisoil im kerov einusham. But with regards to the soil, if he's being called up and he's not there, and he's yochel likois la'achei b'shmoi, another Yisrael can be called up by name, the Bisol or Shach Pgam, because with regards to Yisrael, it's not Chashash of Pgam. What can happen already? If a Mamza Mutlalas Batoyer, even a Mamza can be called up Batoyer. They come on Simon Resh Pei Beis Siv Gimel. So the problem is that if you call up a Kohen and he's not there, and after you call another Kohen by name, people are going to say there's he can't. The first Kohen, they're going to say, you know why I didn't actually have the Aliyah? He didn't have the Aliyah. He was called up, he didn't have Aliyah, because he's actually not a real Kohen. There's something wrong with him. It's a chasnus. There's a pkam in his kahuna, and therefore we had to call up another Kohen. Because he can't have an Aliyah, he's not allowed to have an Aliyah. There's a pkam in the kahuna. However, with regards to Yisrael, you can always, even if he's not present, and you are allowed to call up another Yisrael by name, because even if the people start talking about him, that is a mamza or whatever it may be, there's no issa, however, with regards to his Aliyah l'Torah. Therefore, if a Yisrael is called up and he's not present, you want to call another Yisrael, you're allowed to call him by name. Sifkot lametes v'yeinu isham v'yimo yisei koin mispala. What happens if the koin is actually present but is unable to go up for his aliyah because he's actually davening? V'yimo yisei koin mispala. It's the middle of Shemona Esa and the Gabbah didn't notice. Mutli goyis ha'achei b'shem. Then you'd be allowed to call up the second koin by name. Da'kol roim. Everybody sees shebishvil she'enu yochol la'afsik b'tfila enu oile. Everybody can see. It's very visible and recognizable. And that is not going up because he's davening. So there you'd be allowed to call up the second koin by name. People will think that whilst suddenly, after being called up, suddenly he became known that he's a pkam. Yeah. The more continues. Shliach tzibur is a kohen. Yochel likoy kohen acher b'toyro. A kohen who is a gabber, and he is calling up others. Do you have to worry about his reputation? That why is he calling up other kohenim? Why is he not calling up himself? He could easily call up himself. Why are you not calling up himself? Maybe there's something wrong with this corner. So we're not worried about that, says the Ramah. Shneach tzibur shu koin, yochoid, likoid, koin, achel, la Torah, he can call up somebody else. Mishnah Berurah explains in the Kotman base, the reason is, yochoid, likoid, ein choshim, bazil, pgoma, shel atzma. We're not concerned about his own pgam. Da kol yodim, everybody knows, shekeven, shu shneach tzibur, since he's a gabber, shneach tzibur, ein tzvor loima, sheyitre kol akonim, and alois. He can't push off any other kohenim in town for being called up, and not because there's no chashash of pogum. Continues the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, and see if you'd base the following. Yishikula kohenim, a city that is very elitarian, only kohenim in town. Yishikula kohenim, im yesh Yisrael echot b'nem. If there's one Yisrael amongst the whole town, so it's a Yishikula kohenim, or it could be a Kehila, that there's only Kohanim. When there's one Yisrael, however, also Yisrael Koy Rishon, Mipni Dake Shalom, you're calling Rishon. You call Yisrael Rishon because Dake Shalom. Why Dake Shalom? Mr. Buin Sefkot Memhei explains, Mipni Dake Shalom, Shalom Yoyim HaKol Echot, you don't want every single Kohen to say, Lomo Ato Koy Rishon, Yoyim HaMeni, why is he more Rishon than me? So therefore, he, in order to avoid any discomfort, you will call him up for Rishon. Because otherwise, every other, if it would be a Kohen would have Rishon, he would stop fighting. Why is he more choshev than me? But if there's not sufficient Yisrael, there's no one Yisrael, it's a purely Kohenim city, purely Kohenim shul, not one Yisrael. Then, you can call one coin after the other. There's no chashash pekam at all. Because previously we learned that if there is no Levi, you're going to call up the same coin for coin and Levi. However, over here, where there's only coinim, you can call up another coin. There's no problem of kam. Because everybody will realize there's only coinim around. And similarly, Le'ir Shekula Levim, city which is completely Levim. See if Yud Gimel. Him cotton Kore B'Toyra B'Tzibu, with regards to a cotton who is Kore B'Toyra, it was lining, B'Tzibu, Simon Reish Pei Beis, that's discussed in Simon Reish Pei Beis. The main coin, if there's no coin, Elo Summa, if there's a blind coin around, he's the only one around, he's a blind coin, Osha Enoboki, or he's not. He can't read. B'sim kuf lametes. That's discussed in sim kuf lametes. See if you dalib ne odom achfushim veis asurin yidden who are in prison. Ve'ein ein mevin etzlom sefer Torah. You're not allowed to bring a sefer Torah towards them. Afilu b'roshon of yemakipurim even roshon of yemakipurim. You're not allowed to bring a sefer Torah to people in a prison. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason as follows: Seif cotton mem zayin. The reason is it's disrespectful sefer Torah to bring it to bring it to people which need the sefer Torah. It's covered is that people go to the sefer Torah, not vice versa. It's only if there is not 10 Yidin there. But if there is 10 Yidin in the prison, you're allowed to bring the Sefer Torah there. So you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to an individual. That's disrespectful, that's not covered. Sefer Torah is not to be brought to an individual. However, if the Sefer Torah is brought to a minion, even if it's in prison, it's fine as well. What about a chole? What if somebody is not well? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if Kotman Vop, the same would apply to a chole. If there's one person allowed to bring one Sefer Torah to hospital to enable him to line or hear Kiasa Torah, he wouldn't be allowed to do that because it's disrespectful. Mishnah Berurah says, the Pasha Zoche should arise with regard to Zoche. If a person who is ill or a person who is in prison and he wants to listen to Pasha Zoche from a klaf, from a Sefer Torah, then he says, Pasha Zoche should arise and arise with Vad Eshloki, you have to be lenient and bring it to them. The Efshad Vadingam Pasha Sporo, Poro, which is Machlokis, that's where the Tereis Rabbonon, there's room to be lenient as well. Again, if there's a minion, there's no shayla, it's certainly permitted. People are local paskins, that's certainly permitted to bring it if there's a sefer Torah. If there's no sefer Torah, really you would have said that it's disrespectful to bring a sefer Torah to an individual. However, if it's a zoche, which is the reise, or poro, which is sofik the reise, Mishnah Berurah is mekel, you can bring the sefer Torah to an individual as well. Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Memchas says, "Afilu b'Roshon of Yom Kippurim, u'mash holichim be'Beis Knesses min Enoshim le'ize Beis v'Noisin Sefer Torah Mohim k'deliko Shom v'Adin Enochin." Again, you're not allowed to bring the Sefer Torah from Beis Knesses, even if you're bringing Yidden along with a Sefer Torah to line in a different place. That's also not right, because they could have heard the lining in elsewhere. So it's disrespectful to bring the Sefer Torah with a minion of people into another place where there's only a yochid. That would be disrespectful as well. Right, okay. This is a summary of Thursday's shiur.